Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of the prophet Isaiah. Lesson 11, Waging Love. Thirsty, a time for us. At the end of chapter 58, there's a new theme introduced. Verse 13. If you turn away your food from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shall you delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your Father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And this is very, very important. The Sabbath day, if you see it as a delight, honoring the Lord, the Holy One. Not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. What's going on here? So you can rest on Sabbath in such a way that God is not pleased. That's for sure. So what is the difference? We could say, wow, that's a day off for my hobbies and for this and for that. Not speaking your words. God's words. Listening to God's word. And watching God in nature, how he made all these beautiful aspects of life out there, the plants and the animals and the insects and so on. Oh, it's so great. He wants us to think in new ways. He said, my thoughts are as higher as the universe is from the earth. He wants us that we get a new experience. Not just with a vision of a tunnel. Just only see 1 meter. He wants us to get a broad look. He wants to satisfy our longing of the heart. Our desire. He wants to satisfy it. Then, he says, you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. You will hover there, over the high places. Hover. He wants you to experience a life you have never known before. He wants you to get more out of this life than what you have experienced up to now. Much more. He is the one who wants you to be a winner, not a loser. So maybe it's time to develop new habits on Sabbath day. Imagine someone is standing in front of your grave, there's your name. Who thinks about your hobbies when you are there in the grave? Dead, your corpse is dead. What was the use of it? That you had lust for this or that? What is it good for? But if you have your delight in the Lord, then your corpse will be resurrected. You get a new one, a new body. And you will dwell in the universe, in eternity. A future unsinkable. Your Lord wants you to look high. Much higher than before.